وحده لا شريك له، ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله. أما بعد، فقد قال الله سبحانه وتعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم: المال والبنون زينة الحياة الدنيا والباقيات الصالحات خير عند ربك ثوابا وخير أملا. سئل النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم: من أكرم الناس ومن أحزم الناس؟ فقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم: أكثرهم ذكرا للموت وأشدهم استعدادا له، أولئك هم الأكياس، ذهبوا بشرف الدنيا والآخرة، أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام. Honorable Ulama, my dear respected elders and beloved brothers in Islam, the life that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us in this world is extremely, extremely temporary. This life that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that Allah has given us, in comparison to the eternal and everlasting life of the akhirat, is extremely short. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam gives the parable and he says that this life in comparison to the akhirat is like a person putting his finger into the ocean. Alhamdulillah, many of us went to the ocean and we have seen how beautiful and how huge the ocean is. So Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam says that it's like putting your finger into the ocean and that droplet of water which remains on your finger. Say, that is the equivalent of this dunya, this life that we are living in. And that ocean that you see in front of you, that is the life and the equivalent of the akhirat. Imam Ghazali rahmatullah alayhi gives an example, and he says that if this entire dunya, this entire world was filled with mustard seeds, I'm sure we all have seen mustard seeds, how tiny it is. Just imagine that scene, that entire world is filled with mustard seeds. And after every 1,000 years, a bird comes and just collects one mustard seed. He says that eventually a time will come where this mustard seeds will terminate, will get finished, will come to an end. But the life of the akhirat, the life of the akhirat is such that it will never ever come to an end. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam says that ma li fi hadhihi dunya, that what is here for me in this dunya? He says, my example is like that man that is traveling. After some time, he sees a shade, he sees a tree. He goes and he takes rest underneath that tree for a very short time, for a very short period. After that, he completes his journey and he goes back home. So that period and that pausing underneath the tree for a short period, that is the life of this dunya. My dear respected elders and beloved brothers, the narrations are many, and time is minimal. The fact and the point is, my dear respected elders and beloved brothers, that death and maut is an absolute reality and certainty. Death is such a thing that is staring each and every single one of us in the face every single day. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the Quran, for the word maut, utilizes the word yaqeen. Let us listen to what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the 14 juz of the Quran. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَاعْبُدْ رَبَّكَ حَتَّى يَأْتِيَكَ الْيَقِينَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that worship your Rabb, worship your Allah, until the certainty comes to you. And what is that? That is death, that is maut. So my dear respected elders and beloved brothers, this life that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us is a very temporary life. As Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu used to say, "An-nasu niyamun," that people in this world are sleeping, they're in a slumber. "Idha matu intahabu," when they will die, then they will wake up. It is as if this world that we're living in is just a vision. It's just a dream. You know, sometimes a person is sleeping, he's having a wonderful sleep, and he's dreaming that he's in some country, he's enjoying himself. Maybe he's in front of, he's on a beachfront, you know. He's enjoying himself. Then after some time, someone wakes him up. Hey, brother, wake up, it's time for Fajr. Hey, when he wakes up, he says, hey, that was just a dream. So this dunya that you are living in is just a dream. It's just a vision. A dunya mazra'atul akhirah. That this dunya in this life that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us is actually a plantation for the hereafter. That whatever deeds we are going to do in this world, whether good, whether bad, we are going to see the results of it in the akhirat. This life that Allah has given us is a plantation for the hereafter. But my dear respected elders and beloved brothers, if we have to analyze and we have to introspect into our lives and we have to just look how we are spending our 24 hours of our day, what our goals, what our objectives, what our hopes, what our aspirations, what our fears are. If we just have to look and introspect, we will see that majority of us are in denial. Majority of us are in denial. We keep on shifting the goalpost. We keep on having this misconception or this attitude that death, this is not for me, this is for someone else. I still got many, many years ahead of me. I still got this investment to go into. I still got to build my house. I still have to renovate my house. I still have to buy this house for my wife. I have to buy that car for my son. I have to get my daughter married. So many hopes, so many aspirations. But my dear respected elders and beloved brothers, this life in this world is extremely short. Once Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is walking, and he sees one sahabi fixing his wall. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam then asks his sahabi, that, oh my beloved sahabi, what are you doing? He says, oh Nabi of Allah, I am repairing this wall because it's about to fall. So listen to the jawab and listen to the reply of Janabi Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. He says, al-amru aqrabu min dhalik. That your death and your mort is much more imminent and much more closer to you than the repairing of this wall. Brothers, let us understand there was nothing wrong with what he was doing. But just to highlight to this ummah that how short our life is in this world. Once one man came to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and he asked Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, man akramun nas? Who is the most honored person in this dunya? Let us listen to the question carefully. He's asking Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who is the most honored person in this dunya? And with this, man akyasun nas, who is the most intelligent person in this dunya? If this question was posed to us today, if this question was put forward to us today, in the light, in the view, in the psychology that we are living our lives, that who do we consider to be an honorable person? Who do we consider to be an intellectual person, intelligent person? We all know. So again, let us listen to the jawab of Janabi Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He says, أَكْثَرُهُمْ ذِكْرًا لِلْمَوْتِ. That person who is constantly remembering and thinking about maut. And with this, he says, وَأَشَدُّهُمْ إِسْتِعْدَادًا لَهُ. That person who is constantly making preparation for maut before maut comes to him. أُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْأَكْيَاسِ. أُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْأَكْيَاسِ. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam says, these people are the intelligent ones. So my dear respected elders and beloved brothers, that maut is actually a rahmat from Allah. It's a mercy from Allah. This is giving us the opportunity for us to meet with Allah, to meet with our beloved. Today if a person goes on a journey, 1 week, 2 weeks, then he anticipates, he cannot wait to meet his wife, or his children, or his family. Why? Because they are beloved to him. So actually maut is a rahmat that we will meet Allah. He says once, Malakul maut, the angel of death, came to Ibrahim Khalilullah. Ibrahim alayhi salatu was salam, he was known as Khalilullah, the friend of Allah, because of the various sacrifices that he made for the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So he comes to him, and he says that Allah has ordered me to take your soul. So Ibrahim alayhi salatu was salam, what does he reply? In Urdu they say, kya Khalil, Khalil ko marte hai? Does a friend take the soul of his friend? So now the angel of death goes back to Allah. He says, oh Allah, I want you to take the soul of your khalil, of your friend. But this is what he is saying. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then orders Malakul Maut, go back to Ibrahim, go back to my Khalil, to my friend, and ask him, kya Khalil, Khalil ki mulaqat na pasand kare? Doesn't one friend love to meet his friend? So like this Malakul Maut comes back to Ibrahim Khalil Allah and says that Allah is saying this. So Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam says, if my beloved is saying this, then you can take my soul. So Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam says, tuhfatul mu'min al maut. That maut and death is actually a gift for a mu'min and a believer. But when we will prepare ourselves. So my dear respected elders and beloved brothers, every single one of us, we are all the creation of Allah. Every single person, we are going to go back to Allah. That is why we see, there is a natural disposition, there is a natural feeling for a person that if he leaves his home, wherever he lives, that he wants to come back from where he came from. That is why we see when a person passes away, what do we say? Inna lillah wa inna ilayhi raji'un. Certainly we all belong to Allah. And we are all going to return back to Allah. So let us see what does Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala say with regards to that soul that is content and is pleased with Allah. That soul and that person that lived his life in accordance to the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah in the 30th juz of the Quran, Allah says, Ya ayyatuha nafsul mutmainna irji'i ila rabbiki radiyatan mardiyah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, O soul that is content and pleased, that irji'i, Allah says, return back, come back to whom? Ila rabbik, to your Rabb, to your Allah. Then what does Allah say? Radiyatan mardiyah. In a condition that you are pleased with Allah. Subhanallah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this verse actually is saying that Allah is putting your happiness first before Allah's happiness. Allah is saying the condition that you are happy with Allah and Allah is happy with you. So my dear respected elders and beloved brothers, the death is muqaddam. Death has already been predestined when we are going to die, where we are going to die, in what condition we are going to die. Every single person is going to die. Whether man is rich, whether man is poor, whether man is recognized in society, whether man is not recognized in society, whether man is white, whether man is black, every single soul is going to taste from the cup of death. Al-mawtu, as the poet says very beautifully, al-mawtu babun wa kullun nasi dakhiluhu. The death and maut is a door which every single individual is going to enter into. So my dear respected elders and beloved brothers, we have to make preparation for death. Let us ask ourselves, let us introspect, let us ask ourselves, that how are we living our lives? How much time do we give? How much do we even think about the akhirat? How many times we go to the qabrstan, a man is being laid in the qabr, going with absolutely nothing. That man that got 10 cars parked at his home, living in a palatial home, in the dunya was Mr. So-and-so. How many times we go in the qabr, we see that the man is going absolutely nothing. But let us look at our halat, what our condition is. We're going to the qabr stand, the man is being laid in the qabr. We're still discussing about our business. We still got our side comments. That is supposed to be actually an ibrat and a lesson for us. That every single one of us are going to go one day. Sahaba radiallahu anhum made this effort. They made this effort to understand. They put akhirat in front of them. They put maut in front of them. That is why they did not have fear for maut. They did not have fear for death. Let us take one incident of Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala an. Such a personality, such a man. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said, لو كان النبي بعدي لكان عمر. If there had to be a Nabi to come after me, it would have been Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala an. He says once, he was sitting with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and he asked Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, O Nabi of Allah, that who is Munkar and Nakir? So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam then told him, then Munkar and Nakir are two examiners that will come into the qabr of every single individual. Then he starts with a description. There are such angels that will come into the qabr, they will have very long, dark black hair. They will have fiery eyes. They will have devastating thunderclap voices. And each of them will be carrying hammers in their hands. We're not trying to make anyone scared, but this is the reality. They will be having hammers in their hands, and such is the weight of these hammers. The Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam says, if all the people of Mina had to try and carry this hammer, they will be unable to do so. So at that time, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam had an asa, he had a stick in his hand. And for way of demonstration, he showed Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu, he just like shook that stick. And he said, the way in this manner that I'm shaking the stick, those angels will hold those hammers without any difficulty. They will question a person. If a person fails or delays to answer these questions, then they will strike them with those hammers. And such is the strike of those hammers that a person will turn completely into dust. So Umar radiallahu anhu, listening to this, he then asked Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, O Nabi of Allah, please just tell me one thing. That will I be in my senses at that moment of time? So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam replies in the affirmative, yes, definitely Umar, you'll be in your senses at that time. So let us listen to the jawab of Umar radiallahu ta'ala an. He says, in that case, O Nabi of Allah, I will deal with the angels. He says, when Munkar and Nakir will come into the qabr, this was basically Basharat Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam gave us Umar radiallahu anhu. He says, when Munkar and Nakir will come into the qabr of Umar, they will question him. I'm sure we all know what's the questions. Mar Rabbuk, as I said in a devastating thunderclap voice, who is your Rabb? You will say, my Rabb is Allah. Who is your Rabb? Ma Deenuk, what is your Deen? My Deen is Islam. What's your Deen? Then a portrait or a picture will be shown of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, and they will ask him, who is this man? He will say, that this man is my Nabi, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that who is your Nabi? So the angels will be amazed, they'll be surprised, what's happening here? They will go back to Allah. That, oh Allah, did you send us to question Hazrat Umar, or Umar to question us? So my dear respected elders and beloved brothers, Sahaba were such individuals that they made preparation for death. They made preparation for the akhirat. They had the reality in front of them. As Ali radiallahu anhu say that if Jannat and Jahannam, if the veils of Jannat and Jahannam had to be lifted in front of me, this will not increase my Iman. Why? Because they made effort on the Iman. They made effort to understand this, that today we think is some kind of fallacy, some kind of fairy tale that when we speak about this, no, I'll see when I die. These things are haqiqat. Jannat is haqiqat. Jannat is haqq. We are going to stand in front of Allah. Will there be no tarjuman, no one to translate directly in front of Allah? Let us ask ourselves, and how are we spending our lives? How are we spending our lives? That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us clearly in the Quran that what is our maqsad and what is our objective in life. Allah in the 27 juz of the Quran, Allah says, وَمَا خَلَقْتُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنسَ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ. I have not created insan. I have not created the jinn kind except that they worship me. Hazrat Ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala an makes tafsir of this ayah to say, أَيْ لِيَعْرِفُونَ, except that we recognize Allah, recognize the greatness of Allah, the might of Allah. That is the reason why Allah has created us. Now the verse of the Quran, Allah says, أَفَحَسِبَتُمْ أَنَّمَا خَلَقْنَاكُمْ عَبَثًا وَأَنَّكُمْ إِلَيْنَا لَا تُرْجَعُونَ. Do people think that we have just created them in vain, with no purpose, we just created them like that? وَأَنَّكُمْ إِلَيْنَا لَا تُرْجَعُونَ, that they are not going to return back to Allah. That they are not going to return back to us. So my dear respected elders and beloved brothers, every single minute, every single second, every breath that we are taking, every day that's passing, every month that is passing, will never ever come back to us. This life in this dunya, this life in this world, is actually passing us and relentlessly melting away, just like how ice melts away. So my dear respected elders and beloved brothers, let us come back to Allah. Let us come back to the masjid. That how long are we going to keep on going this way? Adhan after adhan. Alhamdulillah, in South Africa, how Allah has blessed us. Many places we have got masajid. We have got lots of ulama. We have got madaris. We can sit in the company of ulama. That what excuse are we going to give to Allah on that day? When Allah will question us about our salah. The first thing to be questioned about is be our salah on the day of Qiyamah. What jawab are we going to give to Allah? Allah will tell us, I gave you the masajid. Every corner we got masajid. Adhan after adhan has been given. How long are we going to carry on this way? So my dear respected elders and beloved brothers, never too late. A person should never ever feel to himself that, you know what, now I'm despondent, I've led my life in a certain way. Will Allah forgive me? No, the doors of Allah's mercy are still open. Let us come back to the masjid. Let us come back to the environment of the masjid. Let us sit in the company of the ulama. And let us sit in the company of those who will make us remember akhirat and remember Allah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala first of all grant me the understanding. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant every single one of us the understanding. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us from amongst those who will fly with passing colors on the day of Qiyamah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us from every calamity. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us all the inhabitants of Jannatul Firdaus. One announcement, brothers, we all know that the Ijtima takes place every year. Last year was in Binoni. This year's will be in Lodium. In April the 14th, the 15th, the 16th of April in Lodium. In the 17th morning will be the final dua. So let us try and see that we can avail ourselves for this. This is another opportunity that Allah is giving us, that we have got this Ijtima. So inshallah, let us also invite our family members, our friends, and bring lots of people to the Ijtima. And let us all make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the success of the Ijtima. وآخر دعوانا للحمد لله رب العالمين.